The Mind Aware, 634.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy we get to hang out for a little while. Thank you for being here. And a big old shout out to Chef Elizabeth, who left an amazing review on iTunes for the podcast. Thank you so much for doing that. I just appreciate you taking time to do that because it makes a huge difference in our climbing up the ranks at iTunes. So thank you. And I know that everybody else out there is going to follow suit. So I really appreciate that. So do you have money worries? Like, do you have this continual backdrop or backstory about money that has got you stressed out? Because that's the case with a listener that wrote in. And I think it might be easiest if I just read what she wrote, but just brace yourself because it's hard to say these words or hear these words and not feel your emotions shift toward the negative direction, because we get that, right? We're brain trainers. So here's what she wrote in. She said, I need a rant for a limiting money belief. And I've figured out that my thoughts are telling my brain that I can't make any money at my business because I'm on disability. I need to grow my business to pay off debt so I can live without going further into debt. I've tried repeating business mantras like my business is booming, my business is rocking it, I'm attracting clients that want my business. I quit the abundance course after 4 months. I've been off work since June and I'm not sure if I can ever return. Part of me would like to go back to work right now. I need my business to grow quickly. So, you know, you can feel like that's just pure stress, like real upset and stress and worry and fear. You know, there's all sorts of bundled up emotions there. And so let's just take a deep breath and let's talk about this in a little bit more depth, okay? So the first thing I want to talk about is that there are a lot of stories going on here. Each of these stories, we could be doing a whole show on just that story. Like, I can't make money because I'm on disability, or I need my business to grow. Like, not even desire, like worry, I need it to grow. I've got to pay off debt. I'm worried about going further in debt. Like, there are all these stories or mantras aren't working and all of this stuff. And so I, rather than try to tackle all of those thoughts and all of those stories, let's talk about the emotion, because the general emotion with all of these stories is, let's just call it, not hopeful. So it's below hopeful. Now, many times when we're talking on the podcast, we're dealing with people who are maybe in the emotional state we'd call frustrated or overwhelmed. But in this particular case, I think we're dealing more with somebody who's feeling fearful or worrisome, maybe even powerless or depressed. And so because of that, I want to talk about something I don't often talk about. I go into it in depth in the Train Your Brain book, The audiobook I know has like 2 hours on it just on this topic. And the book also, of course, because it's the audiobook, has a ton of information on emotion. And by the way, if you're interested in checking out the book, you can go to danawild.com/book. Dana Wild with an E at the end, .com/book. And that will lead you right to the Train Your Brain book. So what I want to talk about is the emotional scale, because the emotional scale I created for the book is based on many of the different emotional scales you see out there. I adapted it from scales from Abraham Hicks and David Hawkins, and I kind of tightened it up, I think. I made it a little bit more useful, I think, for entrepreneurs. So in brief, the emotional scale has 8 different levels, and it starts out on what we would call the more negative emotion end, with a feeling of despair or powerlessness. And then one more level over on the emotional scale is fear or worry. And then one more level over is the feeling of anger. And then one more level over is the feeling of frustration or overwhelm. And then we tick over one more box into the feeling of hope. That's like the first positive feeling. And then belief is the next one. And then knowing. And then finally joy, bliss, appreciation, all of that. So here's why this 8 levels of this scale is so important, is because sometimes when you've got a lot of different thoughts going on, it's challenging to sift through all those crazy thoughts and to try to say mantras to counteract those thoughts. And when you have a negative feeling going on, you can't say enough mantras to counteract the thoughts. You have to instead tackle the emotion, go straight to the emotional state. So if you can identify what you're feeling emotionally, then you can shift yourself pretty rapidly and pretty easily. But you have to start by fessing up and identifying the truth about where you're at emotionally. So sometimes people think that positive brain training, happy people are just walking around blissed out all the time, and that we're denying our negative emotions, or that we hate our negative emotions, or all this. And I would like to go on record as saying quite the opposite is true. When you can identify your negative emotion, when you can figure out where you're at on the emotional scale, you now have a piece of information that can serve you. You have a piece of information that will help you to create change in your life. Negative emotions aren't bad any more than feeling physical pain isn't bad. If you stub your toe or put your hand on a hot stove or do something that causes physical pain, we don't sit and say to ourselves like, oh, I'm such a bad person. Here I am again, feeling physical pain. Nobody does that. You know, we think like, hey, take your hand off the stove, or, oh my gosh, look out for that chair next time so you don't stub your toe. So we get the idea that physical pain is usually meant to help us. It's meant to signal something. You throw out your back, you learn something, like how to not do that same thing again. And so we like to apply this to our emotions. We like to apply this to our thoughts that cause our emotions. So when you have a feeling of fear, it's a signal. It's telling you, hey, you're thinking thoughts that are fearful. When you have a feel of depression, you're thinking thoughts that are depressing. And so just like you might want to not stub your toe again or not put your hand on a hot stove, you also might want to shift your emotions. And it's funny how we are about emotions and about our thinking, because every other area of our lives, we immediately want to do the thing that makes us feel better. You know, if you get a little bit of a cold, oh man, we're just pounding the vitamin C, or we're doing all of those things to feel better. Or I've got a headache, you're going to take the Advil or take the peppermint oil or take the Arnica or whatever it is that's going to help you get rid of that headache. And so let's do the same with emotion. Let's not wallow. Let's not wallow and just allow ourselves to soak in negativity. You know, it's okay to acknowledge and recognize and feel bad. It's okay. It's a signal and it's okay. And you can do it for as long as you want to, but ultimately you're going to feel better whether you try to or not. And so this is just a little way to nudge the process in the right direction. So here's how you do this. By the way, shout out to Abraham Hicks for this technique. Their emotional skill has 22 levels. Mine has 8, but the method is the same. And I adapted it from their method. So here's what you do. After you identify where you're at on the emotional scale, so we're just going to use fear for this person, then say a few sentences that sound like fear or feel like fear so that you can test it and make sure that's really how you're feeling. So you might say something like, yeah, I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to go back to work, and I'm worried that I'm going to run out of money, and I'm fearful that I can't even make money because it's going to mess up my disability. And I'm really seriously stressed about what's happening. And what if I can't make my bills? Like, this is all fear sentences. So say all those sentences, acknowledge it, say them right out loud if you can, what you're feeling, those fearful, stressful, worry sentences. Then you want to intentionally start saying sentences that sound like anger. Now, why anger? Because what you're going to notice about the emotional scale is every emotion feels a little better or a little worse depending on where you're at on the scale. So if you're depressed, most of us can agree that you'd rather be worried or fearful than depressed. You'd rather be angry than afraid. It's a little more active, right? We'd rather be frustrated than angry. We'd rather be hopeful than frustrated. So when you're feeling fearful, and that person comes up to you and says, start saying, my business is booming, my business is rocking it. You want to just go, are you crazy? Because you can't even access those sentences. You can't be a part of an abundance course and say positive mantras when you're sitting here feeling fearful and you want to give up and you want to be mad, because mad's the only emotion you can access because it's right next door on the emotional scale. The feelings of appreciation and happiness and all that stuff are just too far down the scale to do it. So when you're feeling fearful and you're saying those fearful sentences, you start to say angry sentences, and you say them for a few minutes until you feel it, and then start to say frustrating sentences, and then start to say hopeful sentences. So it sounds like this. I'm really worried about money right now. I'm worried I can't make any money, and I'm really stressed out and fearful that I'm not going to be able to pay my bills and I'm not going to be able to go back to my job. And then usually I shift it by saying a sentence like, okay, it's not really that I feel fear. It's that I'm kind of angry. Like, I'm angry at myself for getting into this situation. I'm angry at the system. I'm angry that I lost my job. I'm angry that my business isn't growing fast enough. I'm just really pissed off. Like, it really pisses me off that all of this happened, and it feels like it's going to take so long to get out of this situation. And I'm going to go crazy with this because I can't believe this is happening to me right now. Now, when you actually feel anger, now say, hold on. It's not actually really that I'm all that angry. I'm really just kind of frustrated. I'm just feels like I'm taking one step forward and two back. Like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't have a big resource right now. I'm feeling just kind of stressed and overwhelmed with the whole situation and frustrated. I feel like there's no out for me, and it's kind of annoying. I'm feeling just generally annoyed about what's going on in my life around money right now. Yeah, annoyed's the right word. Frustrated's the right word. Overwhelmed's the right word. I'm feeling just really kind of generally annoyed. Now you actually feel that feeling of annoyed. Now you can start to move into hope. And this is where you put all of your gas. You say as many hope sentences as you can think of. Okay, it's not really that I'm frustrated or annoyed. I'm actually more hopeful than I sound. I hope that I start to feel a little better. I hope I start to make a shift. I hope I start to gain some traction. I hope something happens unexpectedly. I hope a customer just comes right out of the woodwork. I hope something happens in my business that makes me happy. I hope something just happens for me that's good. I hope I can start to feel more hopeful. I hope that I can start to think of all sorts of hopeful sentences that make me feel better. I hope my brain works like Dana says it's going to, and I'm starting to kind of feel like it is. Like, I hope that I can see where this is going to work better for me, because I know it works for other people. And if it can work for other people, it can work for me too. And I do believe that. Like, I get that this isn't rocket science, and I don't have to figure it all out today or tomorrow. And I don't have to get too much in depth with all these things. Like, I just know that I can start to feel more and more in the right direction. I can start to move more into belief. I can start to talk more about believing that this is going to work. I can move myself on the emotional scale by talking about believing and then talking about knowing, and knowing that I can figure anything out, and I figured other things out, and I can figure this out too. And I can move myself to even more positive expectation that it's going to be okay, that I have a really strong sense of a general well-being that's going on in the world, and I'm open to all of these things, and I'm open to things being good for me, and I'm open to miracles happening, and I'm open to any ideas that come on my radar, and I like using my best brain, and I like feeling good, and I love feeling appreciation, and I'm ready to move forward, and I like feeling good, and I know I'm at my best when I feel good, and I want to get better and better at this, and I like the idea that I can shift my emotions so easily. So I'm going to stop there, because I think you get the idea. Normally, if you were doing that, like, quote unquote, for real, for yourself, you would probably spend more time on each emotion. But you can move yourself from one end of the emotional scale all the way to the other end of the emotional scale, literally in like less than 10 minutes. So it's focused sentences moving yourself in that direction. Focused sentences moving yourself to hope and above. The ticket here is do whatever you can to get yourself to that hope level. You may not get to the point ever where you feel like you're bouncing around in appreciation and glory and joy and saying all those I am, I am, I am sentences over and over again. That's okay. That it's not necessary to be there to build a successful business. If you can just keep yourself in hope and above, keep yourself more hopeful, quiet that noise and focus on that. You've got this. You've totally got this. And again, for more information, you can go to danawild.com/book, and you'll get a lot more details about the emotional scale and all sorts of 20 mind work experiments and everything. So in short, final parting shot here that's really important to know. You're not going to like this necessarily, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You do not get the luxury of negative thinking. You do not get the luxury of wallowing in this. You do not get the luxury of feeling bad. This is your job to bust this, to move yourself emotionally and do whatever you can to get that hopeful, positive story going on. Because guess what? Nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody is going to think in your head but you. And the only one that's affected by that negative thinking is you. The only thing that your reticular activating system can keep matching is that negative emotion. And so you got to do the work, or as we like to think of it, the play. Because even though I'm giving you a little talking to right now, this really can be fun, light, and easy. So go easy on yourself and have fun with it and relax around this and know that this is important what you're doing. And know, even if you hear my voice right now, you are already doing the work. You're already on the right track. You're already a brain trainer. You already get this. Just because you get busted, it's okay. I bust myself every day if it makes you feel any better. We all do this. We all have negative thoughts. But because you're a brain trainer, you can get right back up, right back along that scale, right back up on that horse, right back feeling good, right back building your business, on the move, growing the positive, fun, fast, easy way. You have totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at
me. You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?